Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you strivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm editor Candace Gibson, joined today, as usual, by staff writer Josh Clark. Hi there, Josh.
Hey there, Candace. How are you?
I'm fabulous.
So, Candace, I'm sure unless you've been living under a rock and, you know, if you're deaf to the timbre of Morgan Freeman's voice, you are well aware that the summer's been all about the Olympics, right?
Oh, naturally.
So, I mean, the eyes of the world are on Beijing, and China's looking back saying, what are you looking at? You know?
I'm looking at your smog. That's
right. Yeah, that was a big deal. Poor China's been very, very heavily criticized since they got the Olympics.
They are making a sustained effort to alleviate that, though, I will say.
Yeah, they are. I read recently that they have lifted the internet restrictions that they had placed on internet access for journalists who are in the country right now. They had promised there would be no internet restriction for journalists. Then there was, and then they repealed it. For the rest of the country, it's internet restrictions as usual. Like, you can't get on any site that has anything to do with Tibet, Taiwan. Apparently, Amnesty International is not a very easily accessed site over there in China. And so that's one of the reasons why the International Olympic Committee was criticized for giving the Olympics, the 2008 Olympics, to Beijing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly the Olympics are they're about freedom and humanity coming together and table tennis. You know, that's exactly what the Greeks originally meant it for. As you know, of course, you wrote an article about how the first Olympics work.
I did.
When were they held?
Oh, gosh.
It was like the 6th century, something like that?
A long, long time ago.
Okay. So, and they were first held in Olympia.
Looks like I need to reread my own article. Totally. Yes, they were held in Olympia.
They were held, and they used to compete for olive oil and stuff like that.
And women, and hides, and lunch for life. True story.
The Greeks, that's just one of many things that is still around in our modern world that we can thank the Greeks for. Other things like calculus.
Theater.
Astronomy. Yeah, I was going to say, you know, that your favorite show, Gossip Girl, it's based on Greek dramatic theory. You realize that, right?
I do.
That lit degree you have under your belt, you can thank guys like Homer for that, for creating modern literature.
Thanks, Homer.
Yeah, and there's a lot more esoteric things that the Greeks gave to us, too, like the concept that the the universe is laid out in a rational way.
Or how about that we have two different selves, a higher self mm-hmm. that thinks of things like spirituality and pursues knowledge, and then there's a lower self which mm-hmm. is gravitating toward baser instincts like our sexual appetites,
addiction,
and
yeah.
addiction,
yeah.
physical
I'm
desires.
I'm very much driven by the lower self, unfortunately. It's something I struggle with.
Forging forward.
But, yeah, so since the universe is, you know, laid out through reason, we can use reason, irrational inquiry, to explore it, right?
Yeah, and what's fascinating about the Greeks is that they didn't always have this erudite civilization.
No, there's something called the Greek Dark Ages.
Yeah, which was fascinating to me because I associate terms like Dark Ages and Renaissance with Britain, essentially. Mm-hmm. But apparently, this was a cycle that happened in Greece long before it ever did over in England. We're talking back in right around 1100 BC. Yeah, the Mycenaean Empire inexplicably crumbled. And these have been people of learning and trade and culture.
It was a high civilization, to be sure, for sure.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden the lights just went out.
Yeah, and basically Greece turned inward for about 500 years.
Mm-hmm.
All trade ceased. Politics ceased. It was basically, it was licking its wounds almost. And then about 600 BC, we have the Olympics. We have Homer writing the Iliad. It's just this huge explosion of knowledge.
Right. And this is what we identify as classical Greece.
Right.
And
the Greece that we know of.
Right. We also see the birth of the Democratic Republic,
mm-hmm.
one of the most famous hallmarks of ancient Greek culture.
Yes. Yeah, the Socratic method of teaching. Physicians weren't around
yeah,
before then.
Yeah, Hippocrates, so, father yeah, of medicine.
Yeah, so the Greeks gave us pretty much everything that we base our world on now. And frankly, I guess the way I would put it is that before the Greeks, you know, started dropping knowledge on the world scene, everybody on the planet was just running around like a bunch of idiots. So I would say, is that fact or fiction?
Well, Josh, it's not entirely an impossible theory, but there was actually a civilization that influenced the Greeks to an incredible extent.
No.
And I know, hold the phone. We're talking about the Chemites, and these are the people of ancient Egypt. And, you know, we all know what ancient Egypt was responsible for. You know, we have the pyramids, we have the Sphinx, we have incredible knowledge in fields like astronomy and medicine. There was a very ancient, I guess, medicine practitioner, Imhotep, and his observations about disease and the human physiology would later influence even Hippocrates when he
right.
became the father of medicine in
no,
Greece.
I mean, and we've talked about the pyramids before the wonders of the world, that kind of thing. This is like ancient, remote antiquity, though, isn't it? How could it possibly influence the Greeks?
Well, essentially, they weren't so isolated from the Greeks. The Greeks knew that the Chemites were doing a pretty good scholarly thing over in their corner of the world. And so they would actually travel to Egypt for university, essentially. And they
oh,
would
yeah?
go and study with the Chemites. There was actually a 40-year program that scholars were expected to follow. It's a pretty serious commitment. And this 40-year program turned out a man who essentially was both scholar and priest.
Who? Oh, well,
No. Man in general. That was the idea. Scholar slash priest.
That's kind of a long program, especially considering the life expectancy for that time probably wasn't too terribly longer than 40 years.
No, and as far as we know, no one from Greece completed the program. I think that Pythagoras got the farthest. Was it Pythagoras? Yeah, he did 23 years.
Wow.
Yeah. And
so what you're saying is that the Greeks actually traveled to Egypt to learn. They
precisely.
Didn't come up with their ideas on their own.
Well, not exactly. It would sort of be like, you know, going to university today and taking a class in literature
mm-hmm.
and then essentially, you know, taking the fundamentals that you learn about reading poetry and understanding allegory and symbolism, and then later on, 20 years down the road, interpreting a brand new poem with these fundamentals that you've honed in class under experts, essentially. And they had this system called the Chemetic Mystery System, and this comprised math and writing and physical science and religion and the supernatural, and this relates back to the idea of the scholar-priest that I was talking about earlier. And the notion was that you would take all these different components of intelligence and sort of amalgamate them into really rational explanations about the universe. And one of the first Greek scholars to go over and study with the Chemites was able to harness these skills, take them back, and he used his knowledge to accurately predict a solar eclipse. And he showed the Greeks how you could measure the distance of a ship at sea.
That would get someone's attention.
Precisely, and it lent credibility to the system. And so you had more and more people going over to Egypt to study, people like Hippocrates, Pythagoras, Socrates, Plato. Mm-hmm. They all went.
Well, let me ask you this then. Did the Greeks, like, hide the fact that they went to Africa to learn? Why don't we know this? I mean, why do we thank the Greeks and not the Chemites?
There's a couple of theories behind this. And the first is that the idea of enlightenment and that movement also originated out of Europe. And that really pushed the idea upon people that intelligence was about rationality. It had nothing to do with ideas pertaining to the supernatural or to spirituality. So there was a very strict dichotomy there. And that could very well explain why more credence wasn't lent to the Kemetic mystery system.
Because it did include science and,
exactly,
and metaphysics or the supernatural.
Yeah, Europe was looking for scholars. They weren't really looking for scholar priests.
So the Greeks basically just took the rational reason part out of their what they were taught.
Yes and no. I think that that was the part that they honed, and that was the part that was appreciated in scholarly circles, and that was, I guess, passed down through generations of scholars. But there's also a more controversial explanation for that, too.
Ooh, I like the sound of that.
You like the sound of controversy?
Yeah.
Well, hold on to your seat. Another thing that emerged out of Europe was prejudice toward the African continent, and I feel pretty safe in saying that because we've all read stories about, you know, colonial exploits in that continent. Mm-hmm. You know, Joseph Conrad's Heart of Darkness is one of my favorite, well, not my favorite, but it's a very poignant example of what a wealthy and learned people's interpretation of natives is. You know, mm-hmm. these people are living in land that they don't know what value it holds monetarily. They're not using their full capabilities of their minds and bodies. And so I think a lot of Europeans and Westerners in general thought these people couldn't possibly have come up with something so sophisticated as things like astronomy or math. But in fact, they did. And so there have been plenty of scholars these days and, you know, plenty of activists who have been setting to right the wrongs of these past perceptions. And so we are starting to re-recognize, not to stutter, re-recognize the contributions of the Chemites.
Well, that's good. Thank you. Thanks for clearing that up. My higher and lower self both thank you for that.
And just the hand wave is fine. If you want to learn even more about the Chemites, you can read Did the Ancient Greeks Get Their Ideas from the Africans on HowStuffWorks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit HowStuffWorks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@HowStuffWorks.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Raquel Willis from Queer Chronicles. Right now, there are close to 500 anti-LGBTQ plus bills in state legislatures across the country. Lambda Legal is leading the charge against these hateful bills that target mostly trans and non-binary people. You can fight discrimination and help write the next chapter of Lambda Legal history. To learn more about their open cases and to donate, visit lambdalegal.org. That's lambdalegal.org.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.